This is Ham College, episode 128, for August 29th, 2025. Ham College is brought to you by ICOM. Keep the fun going with one of ICOM's go-to rigs. As the days get longer and the bands heat up, make sure you're ready with a radio that works as hard as you do. So kick back and enjoy the breeze and make those QSOs with ease. Good evening and welcome to another episode of Ham College. I'm Professor Thomas.
And I'm Dean Martin.
And it's good to be back with everyone tonight. We're studying for the Amateur Radio Technician exam.
Hopefully we can pass it.
Again? You only have to pass it once.
Yeah, hopefully we can get through without a buzzer tonight. Let's put it that way.
I think we can.
Think so?
Yeah, I believe we can. We did last time, didn't we?
Yeah, we hadn't had a buzzer in a few weeks, I think.
Yeah,
we're over. A few months, rather. Yeah, a few weeks, because we've only been gone for four.
Yeah.
So we hadn't had a buzzer in 4 weeks.
At least. Okay. What did we talk about in the last episode? Do you recall?
Let me think about it for a moment. I think we talked about operating controls. Maybe frequency tuning, use of filters, squelch function, AGC, memory channels, noise blanker, microphone gain, receiver incremental tuning, or RIT, which is my favorite thing, bandwidth selection, and maybe we may have threw in a little digital transceiver configuration for good measure in there. Best I recall. Does that seem right to you?
Seems close.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, why don't we talk about current and voltage, you know, like the terminology and units, conductors and insulators, alternating and direct current.
Favorite topics.
Yep. All good stuff.
Yeah, that's good stuff to know for sure.
Electrical current is measured in which of the following units? A, volts.
B, watts.
C, ohms.
Or D, amperes. Electrical current? I think that's going to be, I don't really know how to reason these out. I just think it's going to be D amperes.
Okay. Chat room so far is D.
All right. It is. No buzzer so far.
Off to a good start.
One down. Electrical power is measured in which of the following units? A, volts.
B, watts.
C, watt-hours.
Or D, amperes. Electrical power is measured in which of the following units? Yeah, that's another one you got. You just got to know the answer to it. There's not a reasoning to it. Was it James Watt? Was that his name?
I don't know. Nailed it. Two down. And no buzzer so far. Let's see what we're going to do this time.
What is the name for the flow of electrons in an electronic circuit? A, voltage.
B, resistance.
C, capacitance.
Or D, current. The flow of electrons in an electric circuit. It's not voltage, not resistance. That would be the opposite of flow. I'm going with D, current. It flows like the water, like the current.
Named after Josiah Current? No.
I don't know. Named after Flo from Flo's Diner.
Okay. D, current. Yeah, I agree with you in the chat room. Yeah, we're going to get through these too quick tonight.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah. You got anything else you can say about that?
No, that was the only bad joke I had for that one.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can come up with one for this. You got it.
What are the units of electrical resistance? A. Can't hardly see that.
S-I-E-M-E-N-S.
Siemens? Mm-hmm. Siemens?
Siemens. B, Mohs.
C. Ohms.
RD. Kilohms. What are the units of electrical resistance?
I've never even heard of three of those.
All of those, they're real units.
Are they?
Yeah, they all are. There's only one of them that represents resistance, though, or is a unit, and that is C, ohms. That's my answer. Is that the one you were thinking was real?
Yeah. That's the only one I recognize. The question is a problem.
Yeah.
Once you figure out the question, you already know the answer.
What is the electrical term for the force that causes electron flow? A, voltage.
B, ampere hours.
C, capacitance.
Or D, inductance. I'm going to go with A, voltage on that one. The electrical term for the force that causes electrons to cause electron flow. A, voltage. It's got to be A, voltage.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Chat room. They're all saying A as well.
We'll be ready to go home here in a few minutes. Keep on.
Yeah, we're going to slow down a little bit because we're almost halfway through the ones tonight.
What is the unit of frequency? A, hertz.
B, Henry.
C, farad.
Or D, Tesla. What is the unit of frequency? Well, frequency is measured in cycles per second or hertz.
There's really no way to reason these out without kind of just knowing them.
Yeah, because these are somebody's name.
Heinrich Hertz something like that.
That's right. Close.
Probably butchered his first name up.
Well, it's close enough.
Got his last name down, though.
Yeah. It used to be CPS or cycles per second before they started using hertz, and you'll see a lot of old documentation that's referring to frequency as CPS. So, believe it or not, that's the first half of the questions.
Wow.
So.
Maybe you have time to sing the theme song.
That wasn't my job.
Fun, Sun, and QSO. Wherever you go, keep the fun going with one of ICOM's go-to rigs. As the days get longer and the bands heat up, make sure you're ready with a radio that works as hard as you do. So kick back and enjoy the breeze and make those QSOs with ease. Remote ready, contest capable, and built for Sirius Signal, step into the future of amateur radio with ICOM's powerhouse trio. The IC7760 HF digital transceiver, the ICPW2 1 kilowatt HF 50 megahertz linear amplifier, and the all-new RC7760 remote controller. Designed to work in perfect harmony, this system offers full remote operation, high output power, and seamless integration across the bands. The RC7760 remote controller serves as an extra control head, and up to five can be registered to the RF deck, though only one can be active at a time. For wireless connectivity, simply connect a commercially available Wi-Fi access point via the LAN port. Whether you're working from the shack, the field, or a remote site, you'll experience crystal clear audio, digital precision, and amplifier-grade power, all from a single, unified interface. It's the ideal setup for contesters, MCOM operators, and high-demand users who expect more from their gear. The IC7300 combines intuitive touchscreen control, real-time spectrum display, and superior signal purity into one compact rig. Built for satellite, EME, and weak signal enthusiasts, the IC9700 combines all-mode operation on VHF, UHF, and 1.2 GHz. The IC705 go-to rig for outdoor hams who love POTA and SOTA activations. A large color touchscreen with real-time spectrum scope and waterfall display for intuitive function and setting operation. The IC705 provides big radio features and performance in the palm of your hand. Enjoy HF to 50, 144, and 440 MHz with D-Star, SSB, CW, RIDI, AM, and FM modes. For more information about all of ICOM's great amateur radios, visit icomamerica.com/amateur today.
I found something. How about one of these? Great shirt. ICOM Ham Crew t-shirt. Anybody would like to get that bad boy right there. Look just as good when you leave the ham fest as you did when you got there, like I always say.
How could you win one of those?
It's really easy, and you guys should do this, and ladies, if you're out there,
yeah,
send an email to hamcollege@amateurlogic.tv. You don't really need anything but a name. You don't have to have a call sign or anything. You need a name and an email, and that's it. If you want to put a note in there, that's cool. We'd like to see them. I'd like to read them, but it's not required.
Yeah.
And actually, you've already emptied out the queue, so now would be a really good time to go ahead and send your entry for next month.
Yep, it's a blank slate right now.
So we don't harvest the emails. Nobody gets them, but mm-hmm. ICOM gets the one winner that we draw, and I don't think they probably keep it either.
No, they just get in contact with whoever the winner is.
Yep.
And finds out the details, what size of shirt they want.
We don't keep them. Nobody else gets them, so it's pretty safe.
Yeah, so everybody in there, I mean, it's not even going to cost you a stamp to enter.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So if you're watching the episode, just send us an email to hamcollege@amateurlogic.t. There's no catches. And we might be reading your name next month.
Speaking of names, who's the winner?
I've got one. I had a drawing before the show tonight, and out of the entries received, this is the lucky guy right here.
Oh, cool. I know him. Awesome.
It says, "Hi, George and Tommy. Please enter me in the monthly swag drawing. I'm looking at buying a 7760 after seeing you working with the loaner. Got to work on the money first, then come shipping to Alaska. No one wants to ship up here, even though UPS Ground delivers to my door. It's like we're the red-haired stepchildren up here. Looking forward to the review of the 7760. Dennis Cornell, Lieutenant Colonel and CAP, Civil Air Patrol. KL7HRO.
Yeah, Dennis, congratulations, man. Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, Dennis has been a friend of the show for a long time. Mm-hmm. He's Amateur Logic and Ham College. So.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Dennis. ICOM will be in touch with you pretty soon.
They will be.
And get your stuff to you. I guarantee you they'll ship it up there.
You know, just now, during the break there, I went up to my computer over there and looked at my emails.
Yeah.
And just happened to have an email in here. Let's see. He made this entry back on the 8th. That's when he...
Okay.
This email is dated. I had another email, and I have a feeling that Dennis is going to be getting two packages with the name ICOM.
Oh, yeah?
On there, yeah. He's going to get this one.
Yeah.
And then he says in the email, apparently he could not wait for my review.
But he must have. Must have not waited.
Must have not waited.
He was telling the truth.
Yeah. This came just a few minutes ago. Hi, George. Well, I did it. I just ordered the 7760 from Gigaparts. The external box was opened when the buyer got it, but never opened the seal box on the inside, so the full factory warranty is in effect. Yeah, they're double boxed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a big box, and then there's another box inside, so you know,
it
ships real good. He got an excellent deal on it. And the shipping, well, to get it shipped to Alaska was a little expensive
yeah.
because shipping anything that up there is, but it is coming to him, UPS Ground. Now he can't wait for the in-depth review of the one that we have here. Maybe you can get Ray to help with it. Next is putting my 7610 up for sale with the Mars mod, hoping to get $2,500 for it. Christmas is coming early, I would say, Dennis. 7-3, Dennis.
Wow, awesome.
Well, I did not expect to hear from him. It's a coincidence because there's, you know.
Well, awesome. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, you're really going to like that 7760. I'll say. Thoroughly been enjoying this.
Kind of jealous.
Yeah. I could see why.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing that when we have the SmackDown here in probably within the next 2 or 3 weeks, that I'll be using the 7760 and you'll be using my 7700.
Yeah, so that seems like a setup to me. I'm kind of set up to lose that one. Not that the 7700 is a bad radio. It's fantastic radio.
Oh, it is fantastic radio.
It's not the new latest and greatest.
It's not the new latest and greatest, although it's still a fantastic radio. There are some things about the 7760 that make it pretty compelling.
Yeah, I'll say.
And I've had a fun time learning them.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Well, send that email to hamcollege@amateurlogic.tv.
Be there, be square.
And you could win next month's swag package. You know,
look cool at the Ham Fest.
It's coming up on the 20th anniversary of Amateur Logic in October.
You know what that means? Getting old.
That's kind of what I was thinking, but I didn't know that you were thinking that.
Yeah, well, I can see it.
Yeah. Me too.
Up there.
Yeah.
You're just kind of inverse. Mine slid all down.
So because of that, should we give away another shirt? Or maybe step it up a little bit?
Yeah, we could step it up a little bit.
Okay. What could we
give away? Hey, what about this?
Your radio?
No, not mine, but one like it.
One like it, an IC705?
Yeah, one like that. Be just like it. But that's not mine. I'm not giving up mine, man. That's my favorite radio.
Well, I think I'll do some talking to some of our friends and see what other items I can get to go with that.
Okay.
Sort of like we did last year.
Sounds good. Sounds like a great plan.
Yeah. And we'll just make it a whole package there. Make a great surprise for somebody.
Yeah.
And we didn't find out till today. We knew we were going to be giving away a radio in October, but we didn't know which one it would be. Found out this afternoon it's going to be the IC705, which is an excellent choice. Some lucky viewer out there is going to win it. We'll have all the details coming very soon. They'll be on the next Amateur Logic, but we'll probably post it in advance of that. At our social media site, Facebook group for Amateur Logic, as well as our groups.io, or if you follow Amateur Logic on Twitter, we'll have the details coming up there. But it's going to be simple. They're same rules that we've had in the past.
Yep.
Basically, you just send us an email with some details.
But not yet,
yes. Please wait, because it hadn't officially opened, but we'll give you all the details. Right now, the email box doesn't even exist, so I don't guess they could send it yet.
Yep. You don't want them ricocheting back.
No, you put an eye out.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Nobody wants that to happen.
No, certainly not. You want to get back into some more questions here?
Shoot, yeah, man. I had a pretty good time with that last set.
Why are metals generally good conductors of electricity? A, they have relatively high density.
B, they have many free electrons.
C, they have many free protons.
D, all these choices are correct. Well, A, it is a relatively high density, but don't think that's the answer. Why are metals generally good conductors of electricity? Well, they want the electrons to flow. So I'm thinking it's B, they have many free electrons.
Yeah.
So all these choices are not correct. So it's not D.
So you're saying it's
B.
B.
I might be wrong. I'm not sure. But I think that's it. I think that would be the answer. I don't think it's free protons.
I'm going to agree with you. It's B. Although there was a little mix in the chat room on this one. They have many free electrons. Well, here, I'll give you one on that. That makes it easy if you put electricity in one end of it. You're putting electrons into, because electrons are what actually flows.
Yep, flow of electrons.
And you put it in this end of a wire, and then it'll bump into those free electrons and just pass them right all along. If there are no free electrons in there, it's not going to flow very good.
Yeah. Metals are high density, but I don't think it has anything to do with electricity.
No.
I mean, ceramics, high density, too. It's an insulator.
It's all about the electrons, man.
That sounds like a good slogan for a T-shirt.
You know, it kind of does.
Which of the following is a good electrical insulator? A, copper.
B, glass.
C, aluminum.
Or D, mercury.
Or if you're across the big water over there, it's C, aluminum.
Yep. Which of the following is a good electrical insulator? Well, D, mercury. No, it's mercury is not an insulator. You know, these silent light switches you used to have, which I guess there are still some. I haven't torn one open to see what's in there, but what it used to be is a little bulb in there with two wires sticking in one end and mercury, and you turn it up and the mercury would roll down, connect the two contacts, turn it off, and it rolled the other way.
Yeah.
They made tower light flashers with those things.
They made thermostats for air conditioning, too. And
that's
your heater and AC in your home, the old mechanical kind.
So that's conductive. That wouldn't be an insulator.
It's a metal. It's just a liquid metal.
Okay. A, copper. Well, we know copper is used in wire. It's very popular for wire, and it's a good conductor, so it's definitely not an insulator. C, aluminum.
Aluminium.
Aluminium. It's not the best conductor out there.
No, you don't really don't want it in your wire,
no.
But it has been done before.
Yeah. You can use it for your antennas, though, successfully, but it's not good to have in your house, but it could be in there because a lot of it. Been used in the past. So it's not C. That's not really an insulator. I think everybody knows it's B. Glass would make a fine insulator.
Yep.
Chat room saying B.
Mike says, what about unobtainium?
Unobtainium?
It's unobtainable.
No one has ever been able to test that, Mike. So we don't really know. But if you can send us a sample, we'll be happy to do it right here. We'll get out the ohm meter and find out right quick. B, glass.
Nailed it.
Which of the following describes alternating current? A, current that alternates between a positive direction and zero.
B, current that alternates between a negative direction and zero.
C, current that alternates between positive and negative directions.
Or D, all of these choices are correct. Well, I can tell you right now, D's not the answer. A current that alternates between a positive direction and zero. B alternates between negative direction and zero. Negative, sir. C current that alternates between positive and negative directions, and that's going to be the ticket right there. C Charlie is the answer.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with you. Chat room. Yeah, they're saying C. Yeah, C is the right answer.
What term describes the rate at which electrical energy is used? A, resistance.
B, current.
C, power.
Or D, voltage. Which term describes the rate at which electrical energy is used? Electrical energy is used. It's not D. Resistance, that will impede the flow of electrons. B, current. Or C, power. Well, the rate at which it's used is power. C, that's my answer.
Yeah.
Chat room saying C. What type of current flow is opposed by resistance? A, direct current.
B, alternating current.
C, RF current.
Or D, all these choices are correct. Well, by resistance. And I know RF current is affected by resistance.
What about direct current?
Yep, definitely.
What about alternating current?
Definitely. So D, all these choices are correct, would be my answer.
That would be the first time tonight.
That all these choices are correct?
Yeah.
It would be.
You're thinking that over
if
in the
I'm
chat
right.
room. You okay. are right.
Huh. Go figure, huh?
Yep. Sometimes things just make sense.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not that often, but sometimes. What describes the number of times per second that an alternating current makes a complete cycle? A, pulse rate.
B, speed.
C, wavelength.
Or D, frequency. What describes the number of times per second? That's the same as cycles per second. That an alternating current makes a complete cycle. A, pulse rate. Nah, we don't call it that. B, speed. You could kind of think it's related to that, but that wouldn't be the right answer. C, wavelength. It's related roughly to wavelength, but it's D, frequency.
Huh.
Chat room saying D?
Yep. That's the only one it really can be.
That's it.
It's really easy tonight so far. We're not to the end yet. So
yeah,
I'm
I think
glad
we
to
are.
Tell a little, so, are we?
Yes.
That's
is
it?
All of them for tonight.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Wow, we got off easy tonight.
I tell you, they were very short questions tonight.
And not really much that you can do a lot of explanation on, so.
No, because most of them were names.
Uh-huh.
Well, we got a few minutes to kill here. I see 705. Wow, I wonder what's listed under handheld.
Because it's got a belt clip on it right here?
No, that's my belt clip. I could see you walking through the ham fest with that thing. You could.
Yeah, you could. You could put your rubber duck on that right there.
You could.
I'm going to do that sometime.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty heavy on your belt.
It's the same battery that you use on the ICOM handy talkies.
Yeah, that's convenient. Actually your handy talkie battery because mine's not fully charged.
Yeah. That's why it has a belt clip on it.
I'm going to do that sometime. That'd be pretty funny.
It would. Yeah, you got the speaker mic. You could clip it up here.
Heck yeah, man. It's the biggest handy talkie around nowadays. HF handy talkie.
Yeah. You'd need a little longer rubber duck, though.
Yeah.
Not undoable, though.
Yep.
Now, the 705 covers HF, 6 meters, VHF, and UHF bands. It's multi-mode, D-Star DV, single sideband, CW, RIDI, AM and FM. And it receives continuously from 30 kilohertz, which is way down there below the AM broadcast band, through 144 megahertz with no gaps. And we'll pick up everything in there. And then, you know, there's a little gap, and it'll receive UHF as well. You can also enjoy FM broadcast and airband reception. You ever listen to FM on there?
Not on that, I haven't. I listen to it on my handy talkie sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll do it, too. It's RF direct sampling system, so it's an SDR.
Yeah, it's a great receiver. It's a nice shortwave receiver.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a sort of, well, I say handheld, and it could be everything.
You got a big hand.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not that big.
No, it's really not. It's not very heavy either. 5 watts with the internal battery or battery pack like we just showed, or you can get, 10 watts with the external 12 volts?
Yeah.
Or 13.8 maybe?
Yeah, 13.8.
Let's see. Antenna tuner. Well, it's too small to have an antenna tuner in it, but they do have
They do have an AH705. I have one here. I just didn't get it out yet.
Yeah, that's yours. You're not going to give that away.
No, I'm not.
Just the radio.
Not giving my radio away either. I'm going to give ICOM's radio away. Yeah. But thanks to them guys for donating it.
Yeah. Anything else we should talk about before we get out of here tonight?
No, I think that pretty much does it for me.
Like, I don't know, maybe...
when are we going to do the next ham call or amateur logic?
That is a good question. It's either going to be the 12th or the 19th.
Okay, well, I'll vote for the 12th or the 19th.
That one of those will work for me.
Yeah, so, me too. So we'll see you guys on the 12th or the 19th.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you on that one.
Have to check with the other guys too.
Yeah. But if you wanted to find out when the next one's going to be.
Oh, that's easy.
All that information is available, will be available in the future.
Along with the notifications about the contest.
Yep. Facebook.com/group/HamCollege or /AmateurLogic.
Follow us at Ham College on Twitter or X or at Amateur Logic.
Yep. Or if you subscribe to our groups.io, you can do that at groups.io/G/AmateurLogic, unless you're in Mississippi.
Then you need a VPN.
Yep. Or maybe a few other states as well. Some of the privacy or child protection acts and things are starting to, well, some of the social media sites
affecting
are
affecting the way you sign up.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure people are of the right age before they'll allow accounts. So we're blocked for right now until they figure out how to handle that.
Yeah.
Well, but you can get on a VPN. That's how I post the notice.
Yeah. So I'm blocked, but you're not because you got a out-of-state VPN.
But you can reply to the email.
Yes, you can if you receive an email.
Or you can actually post to the email. If you go to the site to groups.io and you're in Mississippi, it'll tell you, and it gives you the format of how to do it. It's not hard.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And if you want to know what we talked about on what episode, that's in our wiki, amateurlogic.tv/wiki, courtesy of the Wiki Monster here.
Oh, is it? Me.
Is it on there? I haven't looked.
Yeah, it's on there. I do it every single time, every 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right. Well, join us back here next time around the end of September. No. Yes. Around the end of September, the 1st of October. The year will be gone before you know it. 7-3, everyone. Thanks for being here.
7-3, everybody. Good night.
And don't forget to tell your mom and them about Ham College.
Yep, spread the word. You know, anybody that's interested in, or even remotely interested in getting their license, on them our way.
Which of the following is a good electrical insulator? A, copper.
B, glass.
You're supposed to be reading this one, I think.
Which of the following is a good?
C, current. Did I say C, current again?
You did.